Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Shay Brown from the Kotowa Project. Welcome, Shay.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. It's been so nice talking to you the last few minutes, just getting to know you a little bit better. Come to find out your dad was my baseball coach.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
That is exciting.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited about the Kotowa Project. Tell us all about what the Kotowa Project is and... Gosh, you've been involved overseas. Just tell us all about the Kotowa Project.
Yeah, so I grew up, I'm from Warsaw, and so it's exciting to, just hear stories from you and then be part of the chamber as a new member. And basically, we started 10 years ago. We celebrated 10 years last year, which is exciting.
Yeah.
And Kotowa is a Swahili word that means to remove and to provide. Mm-hmm. And so we provide mental health services and trauma-informed care trainings all throughout East Africa, specifically in Kenya. So I have been living in Kenya for 12 years, but we started the ministry 10 years ago. I was there previously as well. So I went to Ball State and then graduated and moved to Kenya a week later.
Really?
Yeah. So
now what was the draw to Kenya?
I went my freshman year of college and honestly said I would never go back.
Really?
I loved it. It wasn't that I didn't love it. I just was like, oh, I'm going to go somewhere else. And knew I wanted to do some sort of international social work. So my degree's in social work, love social work. And I went to 9 other countries and then kind of felt called to go back and got a job. So I moved a week after I graduated from Ball State.
Wow. So you started the Kotowa Project.
Yes. Yeah. So we started basically when I was there for 2 years, working for multiple organizations in Kenya, really just saw kind of a need for mental health services. So I came back to get my master's and that's where I met my husband. Okay. And so I told him, on our first date that if moving to Kenya sounded fun, we can go on a second date.
Wow. That's quite a bomb to drop.
I just knew I was going to be going back. So I was here for a year and a half to get my master's and really just wanted to be able to provide mental health services. So we started with doing that. So we work with individuals 5 to 25 who've been affected by all sorts of trauma, a lot of abuse, neglect, institutional care, children's homes, orphanages. And then we provide... we equip the community trauma-informed too. So we have incredible trainings that we do on what is trauma and trauma-competent caregiver. And then we also have, we are a faith-based organization. Mm-hmm. So we do some spiritual development as well. So Bible studies for caregivers who are really in it with a lot of these kiddos, for foster parents, adoptive parents, just kind of have that safe space. Mm-hmm. So we have a team of 9 in Kenya.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And so we've been operating and we have a lot of board members from this community and from all over the states and a couple in Canada as well. So yeah, we've been busy.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I still can't get over your first date. Hi, I'm Shay. And
you just can't mess around. You can't mess around that age. I was 20. What was I? 24. And I knew that's what I wanted to do. So felt like why go on a second date if it wasn't going to go anywhere.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So how many people do you serve a year?
Oh, gosh. I feel like that's, so indirectly, right? Because we have all the trainings that we do. So we have like all the caregivers that come and then we have the kiddos. So like that we call that indirect, those who are impacting the organizations. Mm-hmm. We have over 150 partners in Kenya.
Would
be organizations, churches, not just Kenya, all of East Africa.
Yeah.
So whether they join our programs online or in person. So I would have to get I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, that's fine. I threw that one at you.
No, it's okay. But yeah, like last year I know that we had over 300 to 400 kiddos going through our services, like for the mental health part of it. But we also have VBS and free programs that kids can come to from the community. Really, we just want our office in Kenya to be a safe place for anyone, no matter what your religious background is, what you've gone through, your poverty, if you're in poverty or non-poverty. We just want everyone to feel like they belong.
Yeah. Such a blessing. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you've got an event coming up here in Warsaw.
I do.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. So we have an event on April 20th at 6:30 at the Hub in Winona Lake, and it's going to be a taste of Kenya. And so we're going to have Fellowship Mission has been so gracious. They're going to cater for us. And we've got a few items that we're going to do. We're just going to bring Kenya to Winona Lake.
Sure.
And so kind of just share, we love Kenya, you know, even with all the hardships, we love it. Uh-huh. And so we want to share the amazing food and then also share about what we're doing and how people can get involved.
That's awesome. Now, is there a favorite Kenyan food that you can share with us?
Well, my favorite meal we will not be making.
Okay.
But it's chapati with ndengu, which is like a kind of like a green lentil. The reason why we're not making it, chapati is like a fried tortilla.
Okay.
And so it just takes a lot of time to make.
Sure.
So to make for like 100 people would take someone forever.
Right.
So that is my favorite meal. But we will be showcasing the most common drink in Kenya, which is Kenyan chai.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that with all the spices. So I brought all the seasonings back from Kenya so that we can try them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So how do people, do they sign up in advance?
Yeah, so you can sign up on our website. Mm-hmm. So katoaproject.org, and Katoa is K-U-T-O-A, mm-hmm. project.org. And yeah, they can sign up. It's free to come. And you just register online, and we're going to keep registration open until the 19th of April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah.
And guys, bless your ministry and bless that's all you're doing.
Thank
are you,
you
are you planning a trip back to Kenya
we
soon?
We just got back a week ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were there full time, and then over the last few years, you know, our goal is that Kenyans are taking care of Kenyans.
That's
and
awesome.
So now that we have a team and we have a local leader there,
perfect.
And a board there as well. So, you know, they're operating, and so I just am here to, you know, my job as executive director to make sure we're fundraising, that they have the money they need to do what they want to do, and then overview helping them with vision, strategic planning, and supporting our leaders over there. So yeah, so we just were there for 2 months and we're here now preparing for this event.
There you go. Well, great. Well, come join Shay April 20th at the Hub at Winona Lake Grace Church. You'll be glad you did. And take and what was the tea? The
Kenyan chai.
Try some Kenyan chai.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And
thanks for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber
of Commerce.
And thank you to Kensington Media for providing this time on BizBuzz.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, this is Scott Whitey with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, and this is a very special episode of Biz Buzz. Today, we're at the Special Olympics of Kosciuszko County with Kim and Fred, and they're going to educate us on all the different things that Special Olympics does for our community. So, Fred, what are the different sports in Kosciuszko County?
We do basketball. We have spring and fall bowling leagues, Saturday Bowl, which competes with other counties, track and field, bocce, golf, flag football, and cornhole toss.
Oh, my gosh. So you guys are pretty much year-round.
It is. It is all year-round.
Okay. When I think of Olympics, I think of every 4 years. And for some reason, I think a lot of people, when they think of Special Olympics, they think of maybe a track and field day once a year, like the Olympics. So that's great. You're year-round. So how many athletes are in Kosciuszko County Special Olympics?
At the end of 2025, we had 104 athletes who competed in at least one sport, but we have had already several athletes join up for bowling, so we expect the number to be much higher this year.
Yeah, well, we're here at the bowling alley of Warsaw right now, and I think you said you have like 92 bowlers or something like that?
Yes, that's right.
That's amazing.
That's our biggest sport.
Yeah, well, it looks like fun. So... are there any age requirements?
The age requirements are 8 years old and up. Our oldest athlete is 83 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And our youngest is about 11 right now.
Oh, that's perfect. So what are the different time spans for each sport, such as like what months for each one?
Basketball goes from November to March, so I think that's our longest span for the sport. Mm-hmm. League Bowl has two seasons, March to May and September to November. And then we also have...
Take your time. That's fine. I know it's hard to remember everything.
Saturday Bowl is off and on through most of the summer and fall, with competition in October, November, and December. Track and bocce goes from March to June. Golf goes through the summer with a competition in the fall. And then flag football and corn toss go from July to September.
Oh, wow. So how long have you guys been in Kosciuszko County? Do you know offhand?
We moved here in 95.
95, okay.
Yes.
All right.
From Wabash County.
Oh, okay, great. So I know with any nonprofit, you know, you need money, you need volunteers. What are your needs? What's the highest priority need that you guys have?
Just volunteers and coaches. We currently have coaches, like our basketball coaches also coach track. So they're through November through March, and then they pick it back up in late March, early April, and then go through, what is it, Kim, about June? Mm-hmm. With that, so we got a lot of repetitive coaching.
Sure.
So it'd be nice to have one coach for each sporting event, so we're not wearing ourselves out.
Right. You want to burn out your coaches.
Yeah, burning out.
That's right. So, what are some of the ways you could use the monetary donations? Because I know all nonprofits need money.
We typically spend money mostly on uniforms. Transportation is a big cost. We have to rent vehicles, meals, snacks when we're away at games for all of the athletes and coaches. We have to replace equipment. We have insurance for some of our practice facilities, storage unit costs each month, and then we also have insurance for the unit. We have event fees for the different events at state or at the local tournaments. And then we have like our end of the year party and gifts for athletes and volunteers. So it adds up quick.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're running a sports franchise here year round with multiple coaches, multiple athletes, multiple venues. Yeah, it would add up to quite a bit. So what kind of tasks could a volunteer sign up for? And if they don't want to be a head coach, what else can they do?
They can always be like an assistant coach. They can drive athletes to and from practices. They can just be a natural support as well. Just come and cheer them on. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't have families near, or they have passed. They don't get those people to come and cheer them on and just be part of that for them.
Yeah, well, I've noticed just coming here the last 2 weeks that I've already made quite a few friends here.
Yeah, that's actually how we got started here in Kosciuszko, is coming in and just supporting and bowling. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's awesome. So, okay, you've got a great program. How can someone find out more information on the program, either for an athlete or if they want to volunteer?
They can get on the Special Olympics of Indiana website. There is an About Us tab or a Who We Are tab, and you can enter Kosciuszko for the county. That will bring up our county page. It will have our county coordinator, Fred Parrott, on there with our email address, so they can reach out that way. There is also an athlete interest form on the website that can be filled out for athletes. They can email us if they're interested in volunteering. We can give them more information. We also have a Facebook page that can be followed, which is simply called Special Olympics Indiana - Kosciuszko County. So you can message us there as well.
Well, thank you both for the wonderful job that you're doing and touching so many lives. And if you're listening, please get involved. You'd be so glad you did it. It's so enriching. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.